At Choice Orchards in Sturgeon Bay, manager Glenn Musel says they've already lost up to 85% of their sweet cherry crop. The extreme cold temperatures were hard on the flower buds.
We'll still have sweets the way it looks, but you know they're going to be scarce. We have a pick-your-own operation here, and people are going to have to do a lot of walking to find cherries.
Musel says in the past when he's had a bad crop, they've had to buy sweet cherries from places like Michigan in order to keep customers coming back. With a smaller crop, he says Choice Orchards won't be able to hire as much help.
We're not going to spend as much this year. We're going to have to hold our costs back all over. No new investments on machinery, I know that for sure.
On the other hand, tart cherries appear to be doing better. That's good news for growers because they grow and sell more of the fruit. Matt Stasiak is the superintendent of the Peninsular Agricultural Research Station, which has been researching Wisconsin's cherry crop since 1922.
Tart cherries, it's a lot different. They are hardier. For the most part, we're still, you know, around 30% bud damage on the tart cherries. And you can lose 50 to 60% of the buds on a tart cherry tree and still have a full crop.
Stasiak says Wisconsin's cherry growers have had a few rough seasons over the last decade, and he's hoping the remaining cherry buds avoid further stress this spring. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.